defense with Gruden back there instead of TJ?
Well, a few things. We try to, whatever a player can do, we try to analyze that and fit it into our defense. So there'll be a few things that are different. Overall, our schemes are certainly similar, but it's how you play the techniques is really involved. Is the way we individualize every player. So,
Coach, do you lose anything at safety with Bruton instead of Ward?
Well, anytime you lose two of your top players, you know, off your defense, you know, it's got to affect you some. But the other guys will step up, and I think will play real well, you know, with Wolf out and TJ.
It's almost a little bit of a secure feeling way that you have Antonio here, who's been in your system for so many years, to step in when Derek's out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's a different type player than Derek, but and we utilize him different. But it's always good to have guys that don't make many mistakes, you know. So he knows what to do, and he knows how to do it in our defense.
Having seen Brandon now, Marshall, for about since April-ish, but back on the field, what are your expectations for Brandon?
Yeah, I think Brandon will have a great year. I mean, you know, he and Danny both, you know, have led the team in tackles in separate years. You know, I'm excited to get them together and see what we can do.
Coach, in the spring, I asked you about getting Shane and DeMarcus and Vaughn all on the field together, rushing the passer. Now with the regular season here, are you excited about the prospect of having that available?
You know, I don't know if we'll do that or not. You know, the Ravens, they'll be ready for that, so we probably won't do that.
What sort of challenge do Brandon and Danny have their first game as the inside backers with those guards getting up to the second level?
Well, they've got a top offensive line, one of the top offensive lines in the league. They've got a really great running back, a running back that I'm real familiar with, and then they've got a elite quarterback that, you know, somebody asked me whether he was elite or not, and I said, well, the guy was the MVP of the Super Bowl. He won 7 playoff games on the road. He set the all-time record for 11 touchdowns and no interceptions in the playoffs. So I would say, yes, he's an elite quarterback. So he's a great player under pressure. You can pressure him. You can lay off, whatever. He's a great player. So, you know, we really respect their offense. They've got a big-time offense. That's why they've been there. Got a great quarterback and a great running game.
How is Malik Jackson's versatility helping inside, and what kind of season do you see him have?
Well, we hope they all have a great year. We've all been working hard toward that. Malik's got a lot of ability. He's learned to use his ability, I think. He can play the run well, and he can rush the passer. So he's got two real good qualities.
Really? Done against Smith a lot. What is the challenge with Steve Smith? What does he bring and perhaps separates him from
it? He's a great competitor. You know, he's obviously fast, but he's going to go up for the ball. He's going to go after the ball. He can really run with it after he catches it. You know, he's been a great player for a long time, and everybody realizes that.
A lot of excitement about this defense based on what they did in the preseason from your experience. I mean, how big of an indicator is what a team does in the preseason?
Well, I think it's not necessarily the wins and losses all the time. It's how individuals play and then how you start playing together as a team. And, you know, I thought we're working towards that. I think we've got a really good group that's worked hard, and, you know, we hope it comes to fruition that we play the way we did in preseason.
Bradley Roby going into his second year at the nickel. What have you seen from his improvement and his versatility as a whole?
Yeah, Roby's a real talented player. He's gotten better and better as we've gone, so, you know, I feel real good about him. I want to play him as much as we can.
Wade, with Rick and Gary being with Baltimore last year, is there more conversation with them this week about their offense as opposed to another week? Or?
No, they're sworn to secrecy. They didn't tell us anything. So, you know, I think Harbaugh wouldn't have liked that. So, they didn't tell us anything about them.
Wade, what'd you do last year on the opening week, and any emotions this year more because you're back in it?
Last year, my wife complained because I watched 8 games at once, and so she had to go in the other room. So. Yeah, you know, I'm always excited about football. I watched a lot of it, and I think I learned some things, you know, even just watching all the teams play and how they played. So, but I'm ready to get back in it.